Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
So you're working out here already?
Oh yeah, back to it, you know. We got to get back in shape and get ready for a new year.
How long have you been doing this? Are there a lot of guys around?
Yeah, you know, guys are starting to come in, you know, sprinkle in from traveling around. A lot of people go home, you know, see their families, and, you know, now's the time that you start coming back and start getting in shape, because then we start up on the 22nd.
Is it good to reconnect with guys, just to see them after a couple months?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, you get to say hello to your buddies and hang out a little bit and, you know, enjoy the time together, because once the season's over again, you know, guys, they spread out, go their separate ways, and, you know, it's nice to see everybody come back.
You guys have had a few changes on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Do you keep up with that? I mean, do you follow it like a fan or a member of the media, or is it...
Yeah, I mean, you're aware of the things that go on. You know, again, I think that, you know, the coaching staff and, you know, personnel, they're always going to do the best thing for our team. So, you know, I'm happy to, you know, have some of the new guys coming in, and, you know, we got the best corner in the league coming in. So that's it's always a good thing for a defensive end like myself. You know, just give me a little bit more time. I'll be happy to use that, you know.
What do you think when that went down? Because everyone was shocked that the player, the money, everyone was shocked it happened.
I mean, you know, it happens every year. You know, there's always going to be, you know, something that goes down that, you know, is unexpected. And, you know, again, I'm happy that he's on our team. He's a great, great football player. And, you know, the more great football players you have on your team, the better chance you have to win. So, you know, again, I'm happy he's playing for us.
When you have a player that good, how does he change the defense?
I mean, you can do whatever you want with him. And again, you can put him on the best receiver, tight end, whoever, and just, you know, say, hey, go cover this guy, and he can do it. So, you know, whenever you have a guy that's that talented, it's always great as far as defensive schemes and stuff like that.
Mace, defense is going to be around for another year?
Yeah, happy that I'll be able to look inside and see him next to me. So, you know, again, happy that, you know, he's still my teammate, and, you know, be able to go out there and, you know, win some football games.
Yeah, in addition to Revis, I mean, you guys got Browner as well. I guess how did that change the complexion of the defense?
I mean, the guy's bigger than me. You know, when I first met him, I didn't know he was a corner. So, you know, again, he's a big physical guy. He's tall and long. So, you know, he's another guy that you can – a piece that you can put on the field anywhere to, you know, cover a guy and shut him down. So, again, that's, you know, another great addition that we have to our secondary.
Is there a feeling among the players when the front office goes and makes that type of acquisition or that series of acquisitions that they really have your backs?
Well, I mean, we're in this thing to win. So, you know, everything that we do is directed towards winning football games. And, you know, again, that's just the way that things work around here, is to, you know, give our team the best chance of winning. And, you know, with those guys, it gives us a better chance.
How much are you motivated, Rob, by the fact that you guys are so close on the doorstep, you know, every year? If you're not in the big game, you're very, very close. How much does that
apply? I mean, I'm very motivated. I need to get back to that game, and, you know, you got to win it this time. So, you know, nobody thinks about the time and effort put into getting to a championship game, and, you know, the workouts, the off season, the OTAs, mini camp, training camp, 16 games that you got to get through just to get to the playoffs, and then, you know, getting to that AFC championship game. It's a long road, so it's a lot of work, and to get back there, I got to do it all over again, but I'm up for the challenge. So, you know, I want to get back there.
I'm sorry. Do you feel like you guys have taken that step with these moves that you guys have made this offseason and to deal with teams like the Broncos again and whoever else that has those, you know, very good passing attacks?
I mean, well, we've done some good things so far, and it's not over yet, right? So, you know, again, I think that, you know, we've done some great things here, and we're going to continue to get better as a football team. And, you know, excited that Julian came back. You know, he's my guy. So, you know, great football player that we have on offense. We got some great receivers coming back. So, you know, again, and Tom, you know, with Tom, you can pretty much do anything. So, again, you know, offensively, you know, we're looking good. And, you know, defensively, you know, just adding a couple pieces and, you know, what we have so far, those guys are tremendous talents. And, you know, again, as a defensive end, you're happy to have two great corners that can shut down, you know, two receivers at the same time. You know, it's awesome. And then we got great safety. So, again, defensively, you know, we've improved. But, again, we got to put in the work. And, you know, that starts now. It starts in the off season, because, you can't just, you know, you have the talent, but then you got to put in the work together to get to that ultimate goal.
A lot of talk about free agency, obviously, Rob, but looking forward to the draft, are you liking free agency, a fan to see who the team might draft and, you know, if they're going to add some pieces to the defensive pass rush, which a lot of people
about? You know, whatever, you know, obviously that they go with in the draft, they're going to be great football players. You know, they do a great job in the scouting department and making those decisions. And, you know, it's always to help the football team win. So, you know, whatever draft picks we get, you know, I'm sure they're going to be good football players and, you know, come in and help the team win.
Rob, do your draft prospects come to visits? Do they interact at all with current players?
If you're here, you know, if you run into them, yeah, you know, you say hello and, you know, you might get introduced to them and, you know, but sometimes, you know, you're in and out of the building early, they're coming in late, you know, it's all that which time you come into the building, obviously, you know, but, you know, you'll run into some guys and, you know, just say hello and say, you know, best of luck with your journey and, you know, that's all you can do.
Do you remember your pre-draft experience, what that was like leading up
to it? You know, it's a stressful, weird time, you know, because, you know, when you're young and you've never been in the NFL, you don't know what to expect. You know, imagine being a 21-year-old kid walking in here and having Bill, you know, talk to you. And you guys all know what that's like. So, you know, it might be a little intimidating for him. And, you know, again, that's just, you know, part of maturing and, you know, getting in the league and getting your feet wet as far as, you know, getting the confidence of knowing that you can play. I mean, that's a big thing, too. Once you get here and realize, like, hey, I can do that, then that brings your confidence to another level. But until then, you're still young, trying to figure out, you know, where you're going to be. And, you know, for me, it was just trying to get an opportunity to be in the NFL. That's the main goal is opportunity.
I think, like, part of this for a player is, like, it's neat that you get the experience to play with certain guys, like Vince, you've developed a bond with. Like, you talk about Revis, just sort of, like, it's neat that he's here.
Yeah.
Like, how, as a player, like, how exciting is that for you personally, just to add a player of that caliber and just to sort of get to know him, what he's like, what he brings?
No, it's always exciting, you know, to have a new teammate. You know, you obviously through the off season here, you get to know everyone and personalities, and you know, it's always a good thing to have new guys come in, you know, welcoming them into the team because you know what they're all about, and you know they're trying to win football games too, and you know that's the one thing that we've been consistent with here is winning. And at the end of the day, as you get older in this league, like myself, I just want to win. So, you know, other places where you're not winning, and that's very stressful. So I'm sure, and I don't want to speak for him, but I'm sure his experience down south, you know, wasn't fun to lose. And I'm sure he's excited to come and try and win some football games and get, again, to that ultimate game.
Yeah.
No, I have not. You know, everyone's out all around and, you know, coming in. So I'm sure once we start up, you know, obviously we'll meet.
Just to go back to the draft, it seems like the whole spectacle of the draft has really blown up. How much different is it now than when you were being drafted? And do these guys kind of have it
worse? Like to say media circus, but, you know, it's, again, a pro day. Pro days when I was coming out weren't like, you know, a start at 10, end at 4:30, you know, just to work a guy out with the media and the television. Well, no, and I didn't have any of that. So, you know, I had a bunch of teams trying to, you know, make me throw up. So, you know, again, it's, but that's what it is now. You know, it's, everything's changing. It's becoming more, you know, media oriented to where everyone wants to see and, you know, be a part of that whole process. So, you know, again, it's probably different for those guys because they have to be a little bit more, I guess, you know, polished in front of the camera and, you know, be presentable. But, you know, as opposed to when I was coming out, you know, you really didn't have the, you know, the FaceTime or anything like that. You were just involved with the teams itself, and that was pretty much it.
Do you find some players just can't handle the way the media is? I don't mean that's us, but it's TV every night. It's talk shows. It's internet. It's,
well, I mean,
some players probably shouldn't do it.
I mean, that's true. I mean, obviously, some guys are better in front of the cameras than other, and on, as how you present yourself and how you speak, and you know, all those things kind of factor into some decision making. Obviously, you know, again, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, some guys can excel at it and, you know, capitalize on it, and you know, some, maybe some other guys, you know, they should have their managing people say, hey, let's do an interview instead of live stuff, or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, it's just evolution of the media, I guess, guys, right?
Speaking of Rich, what do you think of this? I mean, you come out at...
I got you guys, you know, sitting in traffic, coming out, you know, from all over. It's great.
No. I feel it was earlier than that, but it was good to see Patrick Chungre.
Yeah, you know, Pat, you know, obviously, you know, went somewhere else and didn't work out coming back. You know, he's a good football player, and, you know, again, he's one of those guys that he's a good competitive, you know, talented football player that obviously is going to go out there and, you know, play hard. So he has experience here. He knows what to expect, and it's good to have him back.
You've worked on and off over the course of your career here with a guy like Pepper.
Yep.
How can you put into words that kind of loss in this team? What do you guys need to do going forward to replace him?
Yeah, you know, Pep, obviously, you know, he was a tremendous coach as far as, you know, having that game time experience. But, you know, again, the coaching staff that we have here, you know, they're pretty good, you know. So, again, you know, having Bill involved with the defense all the time, that's always helpful. You know, anytime I have a question or, you know, there's something going on, I'll go right to Bill and, you know, ask him, you know, hey, we're doing this, we're doing that. You know, give me the stuff that I need to know. So, you know, again, you know, been with Pep, was with Pep for a while, and, you know, wish him all the best in the future. And, you know, again, that's the part of the business. You always have to adjust to changes, and there's always people leaving, you know, coaches leaving, coaches coming. And, again, that's the way of the game. So you just deal with it, and the new coach that comes in, you get him up to speed on what we're doing, and, you know, your role.
Hey, Rob, you mentioned 21-year-olds. Coming
here,
meeting Bill.
Yeah, yep.
What's the advice? What could you tell them they're going to face? What do they expect?
Just listen and, you know, spoke when spoken to. So, you know, again, it's an intimidating process. You know, obviously you have interviews that affect your life, you know, and where you're going to be and the draft and all that stuff goes, you know, all the interviews is a process. It's a process. So, you know, again, like I said, you know, Bill's he's a tremendous coach, and he could be a little intimidating at times, but, you know, once you get to know him, you know, he's not too bad.
You mentioned the grind of trying to prove to yourself that you belong in this league.
Yep.
It's been a while for you that you actually had to compete to get onto a team.
Yep.
Now that you're entering this new contract year and all that other stuff, I mean, is there a different sense of satisfaction or purpose for you compared to this season?
I'm going to have a better year than I did last year. That's my goal. Mentally, I prepare myself to be a better player. Every year you gain confidence, knowledge, you know, as opposed to when you're younger, you're questioning yourself or saying, hey, like, can I make this play? Now I know, I've done it. I've been there. I've played in the biggest games. And, you know, so, again, as you grow older, you're more confident with, you know, everything around you, basically. You're more confident in your defense, the players that you're playing with. And, you know, again, growing here in the system, you know, I've been a 3-4 Sam. I've been a, you know, weak side backer. I've been a bubble backer. When you do it all, it's easier to be, you know, on the field and know what's going on around you, and it just gives you more confidence. So again, I'm just you know, focusing on having a better year than I did the year before, and that's always the goal, is you want to improve. So, and I'm still young. I feel great, you know. No injuries. I've been rolling through here, and, you know, I haven't missed a game since 09, knock on wood. So, you know, I'll be out there flying around and playing like I always play.
Well, consider we fought the past half the game. We're tired. Play like you play.
Just play, yeah. I'm good.
Do you ever sit back and say, I can't believe the condition I'm in at this point? How much work do you have to get in before
that's just,
that?
You know, that's the way I'm wired, though. I mean, I like pushing myself, and, you know, like my dad always said, pain is your friend. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with pushing yourself and being in a position that you test your limits. So, you know, again, game by game, it all depends on flow. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm out there 50, sometimes I'm out there 90. It all depends on, you know, what we're doing as a defense, how offense is going. And, you know, when the offense is rolling, you know, I feel great because I'm out there, you know, less. But, you know, sometimes when they're stalling and it's on us to go out there and do our jobs, and you got to be out there 90. So whatever it is, it is. You just got to go out there and do your job.
So you talk about being with friends this time of year.
Yeah.
When the training, how important is it for you to maybe not subscribe fully to that so that you're not beating the hell out of yourself in March, April, and May?
I mean, the more you can condition yourself to take it all, then you're used to it, right? So, I mean, for me, I'm just trying to push myself and get myself in the best condition to where, you know, when I got Sebastian trying to take my head off and, you know, all these big tackles out there, I'm good.
Based on the number of plays you experienced last year, did you do anything differently this offseason? Are you changing your routine and workout plan?
No, I mean, I felt pretty good last year. You know, I don't know exact how many snaps, but, you know, again, I felt good towards the end. I didn't have any injuries or, you know, I was able to get through and, you know, I felt good. So, you know, again, I'm just going to train like I always train and, you know, train hard. You know, me and Mayo are in there, you know, he's a pretty explosive guy. So I try and keep up with that guy. And, you know, he's looking good right now. So, again, we've been training with him for a long time. And, you know, it's always good to have somebody to push you and, make you better than what you are.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.